Dallas-based Southwest Airlines has never laid off or furloughed employees, but you know, unless this thing gets better, they're going to have to. Except that Gary Kelly, the CEO, has come up with an interesting plan to cut salaries and save some jobs. But he's got to sell it first. Gary Kelly joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, David.
So you can act sort of unilaterally. You've eliminated your salary. The board gets, you know, their salaries cut. You've got a bunch of non-union employees. Starting January 1st, they can take a 10% pay cut. But what, 80% of your employees are union employees?
That's right. That's right.
And that's where the negotiations start?
Yes. You know, so the obviously everyone knows we've got, you know, the mother of all crises underway here with this pandemic. And it hits the travel and tourism sector especially hard. So we're looking at billions of dollars of losses a quarter until things begin to get back to normal. So we've done all kinds of things to bolster our balance sheet, increase our cash, minimize the cash burn on a daily basis. And we're, with the payroll support expiring from the Federal CARES Act that was enacted back in March, on September 30th, it just puts us in a position now where we can look at reducing our salaries cost further. That's the largest expenditure we have. And you summed it up nicely, David. We've never had a layoff or a furlough in our history, and we can keep that streak intact. I think next to our, the critical goal of making sure that Southwest Airlines survives, the number two right behind it is, and I also want to preserve job security. I feel like we have a moral obligation to our people to keep them. They work hard for us. They've helped build this airline. We will need them going forward when demand returns. And we have an alternative to that, which is far superior, much less disruptive on our company. So the short answer to your question is we do have the unilateral right to furlough union contract employees, and there's a process that the company would go through. But it's very disruptive, and obviously it's harmful to the individuals, both that are furloughed and also the ones that remain, because their work schedules change. They may have to move. They may have to get retrained. So it's very, very disruptive. But that has to be negotiated as a change to the contract if we're going to do something other than furlough. And we started that process yesterday with the unions. We want a simple change, and it needs to be done quickly, with a goal of getting cost savings in place by January 1st.
So you have simultaneous negotiations going on with how many different union groups right now?
All of them. So we've got over a dozen union representatives on the property, and good relationships with all of them. They're tough and vigorous bargainers, so we'll have to see how that works out. But I think we're aligned with our employees that we would like to do anything that we can to avoid putting people on the street. These are our friends. These are our cohorts, our coworkers. In some cases, they're blood relatives within Southwest. So we just need to do everything that we can. And here we've got the opportunity to preserve jobs.
It seems like not a day goes by that we don't see some renewed speculation about, you know, some sort of a relief package that Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin are talking, and maybe the chairman of the Fed is putting some pressure on saying we need a stimulus program. And it seems like in every case, the airline industry is included. Are you saying that's not going to happen?
I'm not saying that. I think, in fact, what is everything that you say is, once again, very accurate. I think what's frustrating is that there's very broad support to maintain air service and therefore to maintain airline jobs. So you get a dual benefit out of that. The payroll support program that expired on September 30th worked beautifully for 6 months. And We didn't cut any pay. We didn't cut any hours involuntarily, and certainly we didn't furlough or lay off anyone. And it saved us, that support saved us billions of dollars that we would otherwise have had to borrow. So the issue is real simple for us. Yes, there's great support, but there's no legislation, and there's no certainty that it will happen. And we all know, you know, the state of the politics in this country. So we just we can't wait indefinitely, because the risk is it would just cost us hundreds of millions of dollars next year.
What?
If we guess wrong. But but if the payroll support comes through, then we simply stop all of this. And I think if we can get the payroll support through March of next year, we can get through this without having to ask our employees to take pay cuts, or without having a threat of a layoff or a furlough. I think the said a different way, the CARES Act worked beautifully to keep our country out of depression. And I think those that call this a corporate bailout for the airlines or others are dead wrong. I mean, we're in a war here. And we've got to. It takes a sovereign nation to be able to keep its country out of a depression. An individual company can't be prepared for this. So, the only error that was made is it just didn't go long and far enough. We all hoped that by this fall, things would begin to be back to normal, and we're not even close. So we got a long way to go. And we simply need to extend that first CARES Act.
Looks like during the interim, you're trying to stimulate traffic in the way that historically Southwest has done, either by fare sales or, in this case, you're adding, I guess, getaway destinations, Palm Springs, Steamboat Springs, Miami, new cities. Do you think that's the bridge to profitability for you?
Well, David, there's a big gap. So, you know, our most recent financial update, we reported we're losing $17 million a day, and that's cold hard cash. There is no single item that will fix that, other than having traffic return to 2019 levels, and that means it would have to triple from where we are. So that's just not likely to happen overnight. So we need to hit a lot of singles here. We need to cut costs where we can. We need to find new revenue sources where we can. And your question fits in the latter category. So by adding new destinations, we can do that with minimal additional cost. And then there's a new pool of customers that we can begin to add to boost our revenues. And we'll have even existing customers. If we now start serving Palm Springs, Steamboat Springs, they'll add an extra trip that we would otherwise not have gotten. So it's a way to play offense and generate more business, which in the end, that's what's going to have to restore our profitability. We cannot cut cost by $17 million a day. It's just impossible. So we can whittle away at it, and I think we'll need a combination of things to fight our way through this. But I'm very excited about the opportunity to add more destinations, and you'll see more. We'll be adding a lot more destinations in 2021, and there'll be low fare opportunities for new customers, and they won't have bag fees, won't have change fees, of course, and they'll have access to the best frequent flyer program in the world.
Well, meanwhile, you are embarking on negotiations that usually take years that you've got less than 3 months to accomplish. We wish you luck. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, David. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Gary Kelly, CEO of Southwest Airlines. For more of our conversation with Mr. Kelly, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.